The running time for this Rain Hamcast podcast is 20 plus minutes. There is a station ID midway through, and 3 second pauses approximately every 3 minutes for timer resets.
This is the Rain Hamcast podcast number 105 for January 1, 2024. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. Happy 2024 to you all. While we're kicking off a new year in what certainly has become a turbulent world, Rain founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, deemed it appropriate to return to December 1987 to commemorate 36 years since we shared this story behind the North Pole Network, an annual event that took place in Southern California every year from the 1980s until 2011. Here's that story.
This is the RP Report, Volume 1, Number 35, The North Pole Network, Part 1. Playing time 13 minutes and 50 seconds with a 5-second pause for station ID after 6:23. Beginning 3, 2, 1. The Christmas and Hanukkah season should be special times for all, especially for children. But for those children and adults in hospitals, such is often not the case. There are two notable exceptions, however. The Children's Hospital of Orange County, California, known as CHOC, and the St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. The children and adults in these two hospitals look forward to the holidays to speak with Santa via the amateur radio North Pole Network. The driving force behind the North Pole Network is April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies at St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center since 1973. Mell has been a radio amateur since 1975 and resides in Fullerton, California.
North Pole Network got started, well, actually 10 years ago, back in 1977, when we wanted to find a way for our patients here in the rehabilitation unit to be able to talk with Santa Claus. We thought it would be kind of a fun Christmas thing. And we'd heard briefly about other radio operators who had done something similar. But it was my feeling at the time that I thought it would be neat to be able to personalize it. And I grew up, of course, believing that Santa knows about you. And I wanted some way to create that. And we went to our nursing staff here and asked them to give us tidbits about our patients on the pediatric unit, as well as the nurses and therapists in rehab, to give us information about the patients. We then gave that information to Santa Claus, and we wanted to create a little bit of mystique about the whole thing. And of course, amateur radio, you can talk around the world, and propagation is good to the north in December. And we set it up basically that way. We go into patient rooms and make contact with the North Pole and would let Santa Claus know what hospital we were at and what room we were in, and we would ask him if he knew who that person was. And, of course, he had good elves, and he knew who that patient was. And we found that that was such a hit with youngsters as well as the adults. You know, adults are trying to figure out who told them something about them, and the kids are absolutely convinced that that's Santa Claus then, because only Santa Claus would know that they wanted the bicycle, or only Santa Claus would know about their puppy and things like that. We do it now every Christmas at Children's Hospital of Orange County and here at St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton. And we limit it pretty much to those two facilities because it is somewhat time-consuming to personalize it like that. And the one thing we also get to do here at St. Jude is the TV link. And what we set it up as is that with the satellite now, we can get a TV link to the North Pole. And we actually are able to see Santa Claus on the TVs. We can see him in his workshop, and through the capability of amateur radio, they then can talk directly to him as well. That works very well, and that's part of why we went to the term North Pole Network, because it works out very well with TV and radio both. That's a little bit of the basic idea of it. And being in rehabilitation myself, we've always found that anything that can help motivate a patient can be very valuable in helping them improve. And we feel this is just another part of our overall use of amateur radio in a therapeutic way. Not only is it fun, but for people who've been ill and people who've been disabled, it helps motivate them a little bit, particularly at a time of year when it might be hard to be a little motivated when you're in the hospital.
Tell me about some of the logistics involved of providing the radio and television links in the hospital to the North Pole.
Okay, basically what we do is we're fortunate here at St. Jude to have our own studio and a closed circuit set up so that we can actually create Santa Claus's office at the workshop. And then through the closed circuit TV system, we set all of the TVs as we go into the room to one of the in-house channels. And of course, all the patients are thinking that we're getting the satellite link. But at that point, we can then bring Santa Claus on all of the TVs. And patients throughout the hospital are able to watch Santa Claus talk to the different patients. They see him at his office, and then they hear the conversation between Santa and the people that he's talking to. So anybody can watch it who wants to. And certainly that person who's interacting with him can see Santa talking to them as they carry on their conversation. That's how it's worked out here. And then, of course, Santa is using 2-meter equipment, actually, and we just usually go on a simplex channel. Occasionally, we've used 220 as well. 220 works real well in the hospital. In fact, it works better at times than 2 meters. And we do not go through a repeater. We have found that is not as acceptable away from our standpoint because we're more prone to problems on the repeater. We don't want to tie up a repeater. And we also don't want to encourage other people to come over to the repeater and perhaps get in the way. So being able to go on a simplex channel gives us a lot more flexibility. We can do that just internally in the particular hospital we're in.
You use 2 meters for the audio link and the hospital closed circuit system for the visual link.
Right.
What kind of comments have you had from the kids or from the nurses and personnel in the hospital each year about the North Pole Network?
I could probably tell you stories for hours regarding some of the experiences we've had, from funny to dramatic to tearjerker. In fact, the Children's Hospital of Orange County, they called me the 1st of November wanting to be sure to get a date for us to come because we are apparently one of their favorite groups to come. It's a very popular thing with the staff at Children's Hospital of Orange County because they've seen such positive things happen with the children there. And so that always makes us feel real good when they're calling us saying, you know, when are you coming? But we've had a number of interesting things. One story that I've always gotten a kick out of was the youngster who was a little suspicious about what this whole thing was and how believable it was. He was kind of at that age where I think he was questioning a little bit, was there really a Santa Claus? And he was in a 4-bed ward, and we talked to 2 other little boys before we got to him, and he was just certain that Santa would not know anything about him. And we told Santa that we were by bed 3, and did he know this little boy? And Santa, ho, 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 Mark, how are you doing? And all the kid's eyes just were huge. He couldn't believe that Santa knew who he was. And then, lo and behold, Santa knew that he wanted a particular gift for Christmas, and Santa asked him about his new baby sister, and the kid was just unglued. And as we went over to the next bed, this little guy was up on his knees, bouncing on the bed, yelling at the other kid across the room now, saying, "That's the man! That's the man! That's the real one!" So we knew at that point that that youngster was now a real believer.
You're in the middle of a conversation Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, shared about the North Pole Network 36 years ago in December 1987 via his RP report with April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies for St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. We'll conclude Hap's interview with April after you identify your station. This is Rain Hamcast Podcast number 105 for January 1, 2024. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, and we'll be right back.
Ever underestimate doing something like this with adults. Everybody wants to do it with kids, and that's neat because the kids will love it. But people in rehabilitation settings, older people in convalescent hospitals, will like it too. And I think the reason being is that Christmas, for many of us, has a lot of fond memories out of the past, and Christmas is symbolic of a lot of good things. And so it works really well with the adults, and they have a great time. They're trying to figure out how Santa found out about them, and how did Santa know about their grandkids, and how did Santa know about what they were doing in therapy. And I think they realize that a lot of people were involved to be able to put this on, and I think that pleases them a great deal. They really appreciate the work that went into putting it on, to pull it off, to have it be such fun. Many of the older patients cry when we do it, but they're nice tears, because they have a good time, and it was neat that Santa Claus knew who they were. We had one older fellow that when we got him on the microphone, he was saying things like, "Well, Sandy, we go back a long ways, don't we? You know, remember the year you brought me the rocking horse?" You know, I mean, this guy was obviously a believer, too. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. For me personally, it's part of my Christmas, I think, every year, because I've seen such positive responses from both youngsters and adults. When Santa comes back and says, "Hi, Mark," or "Tommy," or even to the adults, everybody likes to hear their name. And that's what works even with our using our radio here in rehab as a therapy tool. They all get excited when that voice from wherever comes over the radio saying hi to them. They go, "Hey, that's me." And that's a lot different than having to tell Santa who you are. Sometimes when you get the little ones that are like 2, 2.5 years old, they can't quite figure out this thing about the microphone. And particularly a speaker mic, you know, they hear the voice coming out of it, and then you put it up to them and you want them to talk, and they don't quite understand. And this little guy, his name was Francisco, and we asked Santa if he knew who he was, and sure enough, Santa was like, "Hi, Francisco," and the little kids are just grinning from ear to ear and kind of giggling. And then we'd say, "Well, say hi to Santa." And he just kept looking at the microphone. And then we kind of turned it back to Santa Claus and asked Santa Claus if he knew what the elves were working on for Francisco, and talked a little bit about they were making something for Francisco. I don't remember what it was, but the elves were busy working on toys for Francisco, and the little kid is smiling away. And then we again put the microphone back to him, and I said, "You know, say Merry Christmas, you know." And the little boy leaned over to the microphone and went, and kissed it. And he never did figure out how to talk into it, but he kissed it. Then we asked Santa Claus, did he get that kiss back at the North Pole? And of course, Santa got all excited. He got that kiss all the way back to the North Pole. But, you know, that's the kind of thing. You've got nurses falling over each other in the doorway watching all of this, and radio operators who are getting tears in their eyes because of that kind of a response.
There's no doubt that the closed-circuit television setup you have in the St. Jude Hospital really helps a lot. But can this be done really just by two-meter radio without having the advantage of television?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Children's Hospital of Orange County, we don't have the TV set up there. We have just as much fun there. It's just a different kind of situation. You know, the TV never enters into it at all. And we just talk about, you know, Santa Claus is up at the North Pole right now. It's getting close to Christmas. It's hard to make a lot of visits right now. And because of amateur radio, we can talk to him while he's up at his office. And they're so caught up in what he says, it doesn't matter. It's just an extra fun thing to do, because and we happen to have the opportunity to do it. So it makes it a little more fun, I think. But you can certainly do very, very good and meaningful North Pole Network communications just by the radio. In fact, that's the core of it. It's what Santa says that has more meaning than anything.
I would think there's a lot to be said about tapping the imagination of the children and by not using television.
That's true, and I think that's something we see at Children's Hospital of Orange County. I think the addition of doing the TV here, as I said, it's a luxury to have it here. And we get to do a few fun things for our rehab patients, particularly in terms of we can put lists up on the wall. And they get excited because they see their names on the list and things like that. But as I said, the real heart of the program is still the radio, because it's what's said that really is the real crux. That's what has the real meaning. And in terms of using the TV, it's a little trickier because we have to make it match, of course. Santa's activity on the TV has to tie in a little bit with what he's talking about and looking at his big red book and having a few props and so forth. if you have the luxury to do it, it is fun to do, and it adds a little extra fun for people. But I think the TV really works more for the adults than it does for the kids. And, of course, at St. Jude, we have a lot more adult patients. At Chalk, if I had the opportunity to do it, I don't know if I'd do it or not, because we've had so much success just with the radio.
More about the North Pole Network in a moment, but first, a five-second pause for station ID. This is the RP Report. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago. Now, our closing moments with April Mel, WA6OPS, with the North Pole Network. It's obviously too late to do anything this year. What can be done next year? Give me some how-tos on how to set this up for in a hospital or a convalescent home.
You mean if radio operators want to do something like
that? Yeah.
Okay, I'm spoiled a little bit because I already work in the hospital, people already know me, and it was easy to start this. I think you need to be able to meet with, if the hospital has an activities director or a recreation therapy department, look for that. If they don't have something like that, it's probably appropriate to ask the administrator who maybe you should talk with. Maybe there's a community service person or something like that that you can meet with. And then I think you help them know what it is that you can do. I think you have to be careful as radio operators not to promise the world. Certainly, hospitals are sometimes cautious about who they're going to let into the hospital, particularly, you know, interacting one-on-one with patients. I think we have to be careful about using repeaters because some of the things I've heard in the past, if that happened in my hospital, I would not let the radio operators back in. And I think that's why maybe doing something on a simplex channel is appropriate to plan on. That's certainly my personal feeling, that you certainly minimize any problems. It's a lot safer then when you go and talk to the hospital people saying how you're going to do it. You can let them know that you're going to use a frequency where, you know, you can have nice communication between Santa Claus and the patient, and you let them know that you can personalize it if that's something that they'd like. That's something we kind of worked out, but I think first you have to let the hospital people know what you're willing to do and what you're capable of doing, and be kind of a soft sell. I don't think you need to come in and say you guys have to do this or everybody else does this and something's wrong with you if you don't let us come in and do it. I think a soft sell approach is helpful. I think if you have articles that show what's been done in other hospitals, that's helpful for them to see if it's something they've never done before. And certainly I've had people call me and ask me for ideas and things about particular hospitals, and I'm always willing to help out in that regard. Something we've done that really, I think, has endeared us to some of the patients and the hospital staff, too, and it's helped amateur radio, is we've made little buttons that say, I talked to Santa on amateur radio. And everybody, including nurses or doctors or family members, anybody who talks to Santa Claus earns a button. And that's a lot better than bringing candy and things like that into the hospital, because a lot of people are on special diets, and it's not fair, I don't think, to give a kid a piece of candy that he can't eat or can't have for some reason. A lot of our other patients can't have it because of special diets or whatever. But a button has lasting value and can prove to everybody you talk to Santa Claus, and it sure isn't bad in terms of PR for amateur radio, because there it is, a nice bold print with a happy Santa on the front of it or something, saying, I talked to Santa on amateur radio. I wish we'd done that from the beginning. We only fell on that idea in the past about 4 years. I would encourage people to look at something, be it a button or a little certificate or something, that they can leave with the child or the adult that says it was amateur radio and that they talked to Santa Claus on amateur radio. And that, I think, works a lot better than bringing any kind of a food item. And will certainly keep the hospital staff a lot more comfortable, too. So those are a couple quick ideas in terms of meeting with the hospital staff in advance to let them know what maybe you can do and allowing them to maybe make some suggestions. And then I think any time you can personalize it, I think you will enhance the effect. You can't maybe do as many hospitals that way, but maybe that way you can get more hams involved to do more hospitals, is to personalize it, and then a few hams do just one or two hospitals, and another group of hams do another one or two. So those are some of my suggestions or thoughts in regards to setting up some type of a North Pole network.
This has been the RP Report, the North Pole Network, Part 2, an interview with April Mell, WA6OPS, who is Director of the Occupational and Recreational Therapies for St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California. For more information about the North Pole Network, write April at P.O. Box 2508. That's P.O. Box 2508, Fullerton, F-U-L-L-E-R-T-O-N, Fullerton, California, 92633. Why not make next Christmas and Hanukkah special for some children or adults in your local hospital or nursing home? After all, isn't sharing what we have with those who don't what it's all about? I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP in Chicago.
And that concludes our backward look at the North Pole Network with April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies for St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California, 36 years ago. RAIN founder Hap Holly, KC9RP, delved into the RAIN archive to bring you this conversation he had with April Mell, WA6OPS, Director of Occupational and Recreational Therapies for St. Jude Hospital and Rehab Center in Fullerton, California, 36 years ago. This has been RAIN Hamcast Podcast 105 for January 1, 2024. RAIN Hamcast Podcast number 106 should post January 15th. I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY. So long for now.